Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the listen line seems to be working pretty well now. And that's 605-562-4080. 605-562-4080. Today we're going to be talking about kidnapping. Yeah, kidnapping, sanctioned by the government. This is a horrible story. Dennis Schulke is with us. Welcome, Dennis.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Well, Dennis, this is really upsetting to me. I'll tell you why. You know, when a loved one is kidnapped, it's a terrible situation. When the loved one is kidnapped by the government, it's a situation where, who do you call? I mean, who do you call to protect you from the government? It's a real tough one. And we're not at that point yet. The revolution hasn't started yet. But I can see that it's simmering, and pretty soon, the villagers will have had it, and we'll have more outbreaks. And there'll be retaliation, but it's out of control. Dennis, I was several weeks ago, I was traveling through Tennessee with another USA Prepares instructor. And both of us were armed, concealed weapons. And I was in a Stop and Rob, which is like a gas station that, you know, sells coffee and, you know, high-priced snacks and things. And I saw something that looked like the SS, the Nazi SS. A man walked in with body armor that bulged his chest out 6 inches from where his chest would be. He was dressed in black. He had a canine badge on his arm, handcuffs, handgun, extra magazines, taser, body armor, radio. I mean, this guy was ready for a one-man war. Outside, just right off the exit, in the median, in the highway, this is in Tennessee, around Arlington, Tennessee. In the median were six cars. Well, they're SUVs. They're white SUVs right under a bridge, waiting to pounce on somebody or something. Yeah, I'm serious. They were at the ready in force. And it was really intimidating. And I'll tell you what. As a result, I didn't feel good about traveling through Tennessee. I want to cross that off my map. How about that?
Wow. Well, you know, Tennessee is known, they like to be known as called what? The volunteer state. I have come to realize, I think Tennessee has volunteered to see if they can be the most corrupt mafia-oriented state in the union. How about that?
Well, I'll tell you, I really didn't feel comfortable there. And you know what was interesting? I was traveling with another USA Prepares instructor. And the two of us had a completely different approach with this guy. There was the store manager or the, you know, the gal on duty as a sole employee. And it was a really nice place. It was a quite a large Stop and Rob. So there was this middle-aged woman, the other USA Prepares instructor, and me. That was it, except for this one guy, this one blue plague guy dressed in black. And my approach was, I just looked at him, and I was not going to engage him, smile at him, or show him any kind of pleasantries. The other guy that was with me engaged him, hey, how's it going? You know, was laughing it up, yucking it up, and, you know, was very pleasant to him. I don't know what the right approach is, but I think if these guys think that they have friends, they'll continue doing it. It'll be more comfortable for them to go to work. If they think, and I think that if they don't have friends and everybody, you know, shuns them, maybe they'll say, you know what, this is kind of a miserable existence, beating up people for on a regular basis for hire, being a mercenary. And it like the thing I liken this to is the television series Jericho. And in Jericho, it was it ran for a couple of years, and Mrs. Finelli and I have been watching it. As we can, catching an episode here and there on Netflix. And I suggest you consider watching Jericho. And there is this group of mercenaries called Ravenwood. Ravenwood. And it's this military for hire that the government allegedly hired. And they're out of control. Absolutely out of control. Stopping and robbing and burglarizing and stealing whatever they want. And they're armed. And they've got massive weaponry. They've got massive machines. They've got, you know, heavy-duty vehicles, kind of like the Blue Plague. And it, and this guy reminds me, this guy that I'm talking about at the Stop and Rob, reminds me of the Ravenwood thugs on the television series Jericho. So if you want to see what it could look like in the future, that's it. And what I saw in Tennessee was really disturbing. Really, you know, if you're speeding in Tennessee and they pull you over, or even if you're not speeding in Tennessee and they pull you over, even if they pull you over, it's going to be with these guys, it would be really, really a horrible day for we the villagers. So, Dennis, someone in your family was kidnapped. What happened?
Well, it's an individual by the name of John Welker, who, as I understand, worked for the Tennessee Highway Patrol. John Welker. In the dead of night, he pulls in to my son's property, where my son lives, into my son's driveway, in the dead of night, and turns on his lights. And when he pulls into his driveway, gets out and says something like, "Hey, I want to talk to you," or something like that. And then ends up arresting my son, handcuffing him, putting him in the back of his, I call it Codes Cruiser now, and then makes his announcement that he's on his way to the jail. And from there on out, that occurred on December 12th of 2014. And my
Let me see if I got this right. Was your son traveling in a vehicle, or was he just at home?
He had been.
Okay.
He had been.
So he was
then the trooper, and then this John Welker said, "You were speeding." And my son says, "No, I wasn't." And trooper says, "You know, like, yes, you were." And I said, "No, I wasn't," what my son said. So you have an audio that was requested from the Tennessee Highway Patrol Troopers Association Group Corporation, whatever you want to call them, private for profit corporation. They sent which is to be an unedited copy of the master of the dispatch radio exchange between Tennessee Highway Patrol Trooper John Welker and his dispatch. Now, would you like to play that?
Sure, I will. And then can you tell us briefly what we are listening for? It's 1 minute 16 seconds. I can play it from here.
Sure. What you're seeing, or what you'll hear, is the trooper calling in to his dispatch in a very cool, calm, collected fashion that he has the individual apprehended, and he's giving his mileage, and he is taking and transporting this person to the jail. And there is, what you will not hear is any dispatch exchange between, or communication exchange between Trooper John Welker and his dispatch, that he is taking off in pursuit of a speeder, and that he is going to be pulling into the, to anywhere, you know, on a road, roadside, pulling over this speeder. There's absolutely no evidence of it, and you're not going to hear any excitement out of either one of them, or the trooper himself, or the dispatch, and that all of a sudden, that this is the dispatch and trooper's first initial contact with this, you would think that a dispatcher would be absolutely alarmed that the trooper has someone in his vehicle with him.
Okay, here we go.
33-68-10-1, 3 Chalice Drive at Gateland Drive, Tennessee, Alpha 00880, Alpha 00880. 33-68, 10-15, 10-49, alcohol. 10-15 at 2-17. 33-68. 33-68, 10-16, we're out to Rutherford County booking. Starting mileage, 908-761, 908-761.
10-4, 908-761 at 2-21.
33-68.
33-68, meet 1098, code 4, sir. 10-4. Okay, there you have it. That's the entire 1 minute 16 second file. So, Dennis, your son was in that cruiser at that time. Is that correct?
That is correct. He was. Okay. My son was sitting in the back seat, handcuffed and arrested. And did, right, so, you hear any surprise from the dispatch whatsoever regarding this matter?
Not. I didn't hear a single level of anxiety, excitement. No. No, it's just routine. Sounds like a couple mercenaries with guns. Dennis Schulke and I will be right back. We're talking about a son who was kidnapped by the Tennessee government. Dennis Schulke, his book, Attorneys Above the Law. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dennis Schulke's with us, USAPreparedness.com instructor. His son has been kidnapped by the Tennessee government. So when there was an alleged speeding violation, how fast was it alleged that your son, Spencer Schulke, was speeding? How fast was he allegedly going?
Yeah, they said he was doing 54 in a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit zone. In other words, 14-mile-an-hour over the speed limit. So they put it at a point where it wasn't just questionable, 1, 2, or 3, or maybe 4. They said 14-mile-an-hour over the speed limit. And my son says, no, I was not. I was not doing any such thing, dude. Anywhere where the trooper said that he was sitting over right at a mile away, where he saw him or clocked him or whatever, they said there's no way because he just turned on from an intersection prior to that. They said there's no way. He would have literally had to punch his car, floor it, and literally floorboard it to get it up to that speed at that point. And said, no, couldn't have happened. And he says, okay. I doubt I would have done that.
Okay, so we're saying, was it 54 and a 40? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're talking about arresting a person for 14 miles an hour over the speed limit. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's where it all started.
Okay, so let's continue. So he was arrested, then what?
Yeah, then he's taken to jail. And that's the definition of kidnapping, when someone is held for ransom. And sure enough, they put a bond on my son for $4,000 to get him out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what had to be paid to get him out of jail. 10% of that bond plus some, I don't know what kind of other taxes or whatever they added on, like $37. So $437 had to post him bond to get him out of jail. That's what happened.
Hey, and then what happened?
I'd like to move to this and in an interim, and then I'll get back on the track.
Okay.
To let you know and let everyone know what's happening nation and worldwide here in Tennessee, not just from Spencer Schulte's vantage point or his father, Dennis Schulte's vantage point, but a reporter in Johnston City, Tennessee, by the name of Becky Campbell, has been covering this issue since clear back in March. And in that, up to that time, she has had 6 Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers come forward that have only come forward in a condition of anonymity and said that they are sick and tired of this Tennessee quota trooper, a DUI quota trooper system that they have. And if these guys do not meet their quotas, then they can they're obviously trumping up charges to get people incarcerated and to get these quotas so that they can, one, maintain their shift between first, second, and third shift, and two, maintain their districts. Because I'm learning and understanding that it's happening that if troopers do not maintain certain quotas, they can, yes, lose the shift that they're on, and two, lose the district, and they may have to go to another county to patrol, and they don't like to have to do that. So, there, Becky Campbell is one person that's been reporting on this. There's another locally in Nashville that has reported on this, and there's obviously some truth to this, that these troopers are what's called testifying. They're falsely bringing charges to people and then making more excuses to pull people over and write further citations to better their own personal quota system for merit increases, I'm sure, for maintaining their shifts and their districts. So, with that being said, what happened moving up in time in April of this year, April 14th to be exact, a judge by the name of Charles L. Rich. Charles L. Rich, by special appointment, was brought in to prosecute Spencer Schulte from Shelbyville, Tennessee, or the county to the south of Rutherford, Bedford County. He was brought up from Bedford County into Rutherford County. And he wrote an arrest warrant, 3 arrest warrants, to have my son incarcerated again for the second time. And there's a whole
hold that thought.
Behind that.
Hold that thought. We're going into a break, and then please continue.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dennis Schulke's with us. His book is Attorneys Above the Law. His son, Spencer, was kidnapped by the Tennessee troopers. Please continue.
Yeah, what's currently going on, Vincent, is that the Tennessee, Rutherford County, is holding, we don't even know when and where, private grand jury hearing to indict my son. Yes, a private grand jury hearing to indict my son. And an attorney, prosecuting attorney by the name of Brent Lindsey Pierce with the District Prosecuting Attorney's Office right in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Rutherford County. Their telephone number is 615-898-8008. And he will not, he has not responded to my son in writing or in phone calls. He refuses to communicate to my son. Refuses to communicate. Now, what has happened as of recent here back in June is we talked about this last time we were on the air. Randy Howard, about a 65-year-old musician, was shot and killed by the same bonding company's person that was hired. It's an A-plus bonding company that sent out, he was supposedly a bounty hunter, to obtain the body of Mr. Howard and bring him in because he, quote, missed a hearing. Well, my son has not received any paperwork from the General Sessions Court who is attempting to prosecute him or the prosecuting attorney as to when and where any hearings will be. So what the A-plus bonding bail bond company did was they sent out a person, they called him a bounty hunter, but yet it comes out later in the news that that man had no credentials, no license. So I'm asking the public, was he a paid assassin to go out and shoot and kill Randy Howard because he had missed a hearing in the court systems in Tennessee? It looks like the same thing to me was happening to my son. And my son was being set up to have another. Was it a paid assassin to go out and shoot and kill him? When he said, well, maybe he was resisting arrest, but we just had to defend ourselves. We shot and killed him. This is what's happening in Tennessee. I don't know how many other people find this disturbing, but I certainly do.
I'm sure 100% of those in our class today are finding this disturbing worldwide.
And Brent Lindsey Pierce,
murders.
An attorney, will not cooperate. He will not communicate. The judges, Charles L. Rich and Howard W. Wilson in the Upper Circuit Trial Court, will back the Tennessee Attorney General to dismiss a counterclaim that my son had. And I would certainly like to have everyone point their attention to the Illinois-Tennessee Attorney General's website and go to About and History and go down about 30 paragraphs, and you will find the most unbelievable in-print allegiance of the lawyer-judge class to the Britons that I have ever seen in my entire life. Because they are, it says, the powers generally understood to belong to the Attorney General at common law have been summarized as follows, : first, to prosecute all actions necessary for the protection and the defense of the property and revenues of the Crown. Number 9, in certain cases by information in the Chancery, for the protection of the rights of lunatics and others who are under the protection of the Crown. Number 7, I'll back up, by information in the Chancery to enforce trusts and to prevent public nuisances and the abuse of trust powers. My question to everyone, is my son Spencer Curtis Schalke, is he deemed a public nuisance that if he brings information in his suit that the courts in the United States are unlawful, not illegal, unlawful, and that they're private for-profit corporations, and that they're all part, duly tied back to the British Royal Crown? We just came through the 4th of July. And like we said, is it truly a day of independence? It is. If it is, from who and when? And so we have troopers that are combing the territories. And in this article by Miss Campbell, Becky Campbell goes on to state the troopers have actually been pulled in off of the highways and interstates and infrastructures that they were initially hired for, and now they're brought into heavily metropolitan and cityized areas, if you will, and they're focusing on seatbelt citations and other violations, like and spiking up DUI convictions. And come to find out that the Tennessee Bureau of Investigations, they make $250. Oh, but they say that they have expenses if someone has to come testify, you know, if they have a blood DUI drawn. But they get $250 for every conviction. Now, this is what's going on in Tennessee, and I'm certainly with the inclination that's going on nationwide, but Tennessee seems to be setting the trend. And there are troopers that have come forward to this Becky Campbell and are talking about the quota system that they have. And the morale is, quote, low amongst troopers. So are they being forced to trump up violations like this and go on people's property and make statements, false statements, that they know? In any court, and I'm sure anyone listening has experienced this either themselves or they know someone that has, that they go to court for any type of a criminal violation, a moving or traffic violation whatsoever, what happens? The code enforcement officer, whether it's a policeman or a trooper, is asked to raise his right hand and swear, if you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. And he says, oh, of course I do. And then I say, yep, I caught Mr. X, John Doe or Jane Doe speeding or whatever. And the judge always accepts that over the individual that's charged. And why do we have a 99% crime conviction rate for those type of citations in America, Benson and listeners? Why do we? The judges
We believe that's because the men in black dresses are on the same team as the prosecutor. And the same team as the police. They're all on the same team. So they all work together in collusion against we the villagers. That's why. And they don't do anything that I can think of that's productive. Not one thing. They don't make products. They don't service products. They just tax us into oblivion. They are parasites, every single one of them.
Does it make sense that the A-plus bail bonding company sent out, and they call it a bounty hunter, but was it just a paid assassin to shoot and kill Randy Howard when, after his death, someone put on the comments that Randy Howard was preparing a lawsuit against the county that was bringing these charges against him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mike Parsons from Tennessee, another one of our instructors, I know him pretty well. He spent time in prison because he ran for office and he was going to clean up Tipton County. So what do? They arrest him and they put him in prison. And they want to put him back in prison for a third time. He doesn't take direction very well. He wants to clean up his county. And that's how they deal with us. So my question to you is, what actually could your son possibly have done to warrant all this attention? What is it that they're concerned about, that they just don't say, you know what, 14 mile an hour over the speed limit has an alleged violation, even if he were speeding? Why is this worth this? What's the real agenda?
Probably, more than likely, the main problem is, Benson, is his father, Dennis Schulte, wrote this book, Attorneys Above the Law. It's gone global. It's exposed the lawyer, attorney, judge system for really who they are. And is it retaliation? Is it vindictive retaliation for that? Just like our cat that was murdered and slain and mutilated and left in our front yard here in June for us to find? And is this why, like the Attorney General's office in Tennessee, they send Amanda S. Jordan on taxpayers' funds, and they are a Dun & Bradstreet registered private corporation? But are they sending an attorney on taxpayers' funds to represent this trooper, John Welker, because my son is deemed a public nuisance for exposing prison-for-profit research that has been done and exposing things like what we're just talking about, the Attorney General's office themselves? Their main number one purpose is to protect the crown. Is this what's happening across America?
Dennis, when you talk about nuisances, might as well throw terrorism in there too. So the other team, not us, the other team, the Blue Plague, the men in black dresses, those are the domestic terrorists. They are the nuisances. They are interrupting everything we do. They want to siphon off everything they can from all of our hard work. They are the public nuisances. They are the domestic terrorists. No question in my mind.
Leeches and parasitic food hosts, aren't they?
They absolutely are. Attorneys Above the Law, Dennis Schulke. And when we come back, Dennis, tell us how we can get a copy of your book. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it up. What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dennis Schulke is with us, USAPrepares.com instructor, and the story's outrageous. His son was kidnapped for an alleged 14-mile-per-hour speeding violation, and none of it's been proven. I didn't hear anything about radar, and this is just escalating and escalating, and Dennis feels that it has to do with retaliation by the Tennessee government for a book that Dennis has written. Dennis is the father. Spencer is the son. And the book, Attorneys Above the Law, by Dennis Schulke. Dennis, how do we get the book?
The Hastings Bookstore in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would imagine a number of the code enforcement people down there have seen it on the shelf and going, well, now then, what can we do with this one?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you know,
what I've done, Dennis, I've posted the contact information on our website, usaprepares.com, for all of those people who you've mentioned who are involved in the kidnapping and the prosecution of your son. Contact telephone numbers, who they are. It's on page one, usaprepares.com. Please continue.
I would certainly like to mention that Rutherford County Sheriff, who was behind all of the incarceration and accommodating all of this, Sheriff Robert Arnold, has been under some really stiff, probably about a good 2 months going on, 3 months investigation. He's been literally found to have private contracts himself with selling the inmates e-cigarettes, that's electronic type e-cigarettes, and then as of recent, on the WSMB Channel 4 News in Nashville, they announced that he had these electronic pads that people have to take out a contract with the jail. And just like when my son was incarcerated, Vincent, my phone wouldn't stop ringing, nor my wife, because my son had given them our cell phone numbers. And these calls came showing up out of Shreveport, Louisiana, these automatic dialer calls and saying, if you want to talk to your son, give us your credit card number, and then you can talk to him for like $3 for every 3 minutes. And sure enough, these electronic e-pads that Sheriff Arnold was having the very same similar type of contract set up so that if people wanted to text message in to the inmates, they would have to agree to sign up for a contract, and that adds up for these little e-pads. So sure enough, they rounded those up and took those away and said they were going to be reevaluating another way for people to make contact to their loved ones that are being incarcerated. So there's quite a prison profit system, underlying profit system that is being exposed in this case that they're probably very upset about, that Spencer has been a very bad boy, that he has exposed these things. Sheriff Arnold is under some serious scrutiny, locally, hopefully nationwide. A major, Ethan Grissom, after Spencer was incarcerated, I went down and talked to him. I said, look, you know, this is just, this is unreal what you people are doing. And he says, look, he met with me personally face to face and says, we don't work for the people. We get our orders from the courts, the judges and attorneys. And I went ahead and put that in an affidavit of truth and dropped off a copy of it and gave him 10 days to rebut it or refute it, or it would stand as material fact in a court of law if it would ever went to law, in a court or an action in law. And guess what? They did not respond, Vincent. So the sheriff's office, instead of, you know, being elected by the people, work for the people and to serve the people, they say they have no bones about telling you or us. They get their orders from the courts, and they will not listen to anything that you say when you bring in to them. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, it's just like Sheriff Joey Kyle, constitutional sheriff. He swore his allegiance to protect we the people, right? And he's a criminal, absolute criminal. He's going to spend 1 year and 1 day in jail for fleecing we the people. Just one more example that there's no one to call, no one to trust in the government. Absolutely. And we keep saying it more and more often here at USAPrepares.com. We don't trust the government at any level. They don't tell the truth about anything, and they are not our friends. Dennis Schulke, thanks so much for being with us. And all the contact information, all the calls you can make, class, to find out more about this are on page one of USAPrepares.com. Dennis, we'll have you back again and again, and you can tell us what's going on. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.